This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump sought to quell reports of a rift between himself and Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, stating again Wednesday that he has a very good relationship with Fauci. The president also looked to distance himself from an op-ed written by his trade advisor Peter Navarro in USA Today newspaper, in which Navarro says Fauci has been wrong about everything he has interacted with him on.
Well, he made a statement representing himself. He shouldn't be doing that. No, I have a very good relationship with Anthony.
Trump's statement came as the White House is seeking to tamp down a dispute between the president and Dr. Fauci over the best way to handle the outbreak of coronavirus in the United States. As the number of positive coronavirus cases continues to rise in the United States, several states are taking action to fight the virus. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Arizona, Florida, and Texas alone are reporting about 25,000 new confirmed cases. They're on the rise in Alabama, too.
We are almost to the point where hospital ICUs overwhelmed.
And Governor Kay Ivey will start requiring face masks indoors starting tomorrow. Florida is not mandating masks, but for the first time, Governor Ron DeSantis wore one today while speaking publicly. In Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt does not want to require masks.
You just open up a big can of worms. This is a personal responsibility.
He rarely wears one, and today became the first governor to say he's tested positive for the virus. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.